would, turn your books to John, chapter 6. Thankful for the youth group and all they've done around here. All God is doing around here. Correct that. Matt, my battery's about to die up here, brother. Book of John, chapter 6. Looking down to verse 32. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth light unto the world. And they said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. And the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. For I come down from heaven not to do my will, but from the will that him that sent me. And this is the Father's will that sent me, that all that have giveth me shall I lose nothing, but should raise it up again on the last day. And this is the will that him that sent me, everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise it up in the last day. And skipping down to verse 43, murmur not among yourselves, no man cometh unto me except for the Father hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. If you would bow your head with me, let me pray over this. Father, I ask you to come into this house. Lord, I ask you to anoint my words. Father, Lord, I ask you to help me tonight. Would you help me bring forth the bread of life? Lord, would you move in the house, Lord? Let your word come down amongst us, Father. Give me strength and anointing tonight, I pray. In your name, in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. All right. Here in our text, we see, I'm all tongue-tied tonight. Y'all excuse me. Getting a little warmed up. Who said that? Who took your time? Just got warmed up. Yeah. We'll borrow that for a minute. But if we read here in our text, we see Jesus here at the feast time, and he's beginning to teach and to preach in the temple, and the people are out to kill him, and he's talking to them, and he begins to speak to them, and they ask him, what about the manna that Moses gave him? And if you read there before we begin to read, they say, what about the manna which Moses fed to our fathers in the desert? And if you back up there a few verses, Jesus said, those that ate manna in the desert, they're dead. But what I'm trying to give you is life eternal. I'm the very bread of life, and I'm setting in front of you. You see, Jesus was in front of them for about the first time now. Not quite the first, but the first time that Jesus has really addressed this crowd. And he's sitting here in front of them. And they hear his doctrine. They hear his teaching. They know the word. They know the scriptures. All they know is the bread of the manna that fell in the desert. And that's what they're asking him about. And he said, I'm trying to open your eyes. I'm trying to let you see that the manna is no longer good for you. I'm trying to let you see that the very bread of life itself setteth right in front of you. How many times have we been there where the bread is literally set right in front of us and we're still wondering about yesterday? We're still wondering about the bread that got us through the desert. And if I could, I'd like to kind of spin this here a little bit and refer to life of itself. The way we look here at the Israelites, they've come through the wilderness and they've lived off of manna. Oh, but there was a day when they opened the tent flap and there was no manna on the ground. After they crossed Jordan, there come a day when they opened the door and they went out to collect the manna and there was nothing. How many of you have realized that in life there's times where there comes a great change? We as humans, we hate change, do we not? Say amen, shame the devil. We hate change. Especially as we get older we get, the more we don't like change. I remember Granddaddy said he had a mess in the shed. But if you went in and moved it, he'd throw a fit because he couldn't find nothing. If you left his mess, he'd have found it because he knew where it was, even though it was a mess. We hate someone to come in behind us and change everything that we have. We hate someone to change the reputation, the repetition. We hate somebody to change the ritual, the the repetition of what we've got set up. We set up where creatures of habit. And once we set them up, we don't like it to be changed. But I'm here to tell you tonight, life is like grade school. Everybody with me? Y'all remember grade school? Some of y'all, that was a little longer ago than others. I'm getting there. Don't worry. Seems like it's a while back here now. But life is like grade school. You might remember your first day of kindergarten? Yeah. There was a little girl. I read this story somewhere while I was reading. A little girl, her first day of kindergarten, she was so excited and got up early and got her backpack and her lunch and went into kindergarten and had a great day. Come home. Said, Mommy, Mommy, I did it. I went to kindergarten and I had a great day. Mama said, Well, girl, that's good. I'm proud of you. I hope you have a better day tomorrow. What? I got to go back? How many times have we done that? We say, oh, I got through that one. That's over. Thank the Lord he brought me through. And the Lord says, yeah, my grace is sufficient another day. What? I got to do that again? How many of you ever been there? Life is like a grade school. And we got to kind of work our way up a little at a time. And we go through some trial. And we go through a tribulation. And we go through a situation we never faced before. And we come out on the other side victorious. Only to find out there's another grade. How many of you ever remember, how many of you remember doing algebra in grade school? Couldn't stand that. But I got through algebra 1. And guess what happened when I come back next year? I had algebra 2. And I finally got through it and I said, there's no more algebra. I done read ahead. There's no more algebra. Oh, here's calculus. What is that? I'm not going to be a scientist. But we had, it gets harder as we go. And life gets a little bit more strenuous as we go. And that's just life. Can I tell you, that's the same way in our spiritual walk with God. We start out low. We start out pretty easy. The Bible says we start out on the sincere milk of the Word. And little Ezra there, he started out on some sincere milk. And he's just now starting to graduate to some pureed food. And he can kind of get that down. He's sitting underneath ice cream today. Whoa, 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 buddy. That's mine. You're going too far, too fast. That's mine, man. Back up. But he's slowly building himself up and growing. And it's the same way in our spiritual walk with God. Oh, we get the first three steps so easy. Salvation's number one. We all know that, right? We know salvation's number one. I got to get God at this altar, and I got to get it right. I've got to get a hold of God and have him save my soul. We know the next step is sanctification. That's a pretty easy graduation right there. We move right on up, and we say, all right, I got to get sanctified. And once that's over, we're Pentecostals, so we push the third step of being full of the Holy Ghost, do we not? Thank God for it. But we get those three steps pretty easy. But after that, do you realize there's more? Oh, come on. I've talked to the young people about this quite a bit. As a Pentecostal church, we kind of got in this routine where we got saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and then we just set back to maintain. Am I right? How many times has that been our mindset? God, thank you for what you've done. I'm just going to warm my pew. I'm going to sit right here. I'm going to maintain. Hey, hold the fort is great. And it's a great song. And it's a great point in its time and place. But holding the fort ain't going to get you to heaven. Oh, come on. Someone say amen and shame the devil. I said just sitting on your pew and holding down ain't going to get you there. How many knows there's no neutral in this game? There's no putting in neutral and sitting there for a while. There's no putting in park and sit back and have it your way. But there's another step. There's a closer walk. How about your prayer life? How about some concentration? Consecration? How about the gifts of the Spirit? That seems to be a lost thing in our churches today. Hey, are we seeking the gifts of the Spirit? Paul said these are the gifts. Seek the best ones earnestly. How many times have you sought for a gift of the Holy Ghost? How many times have you said, God, I got to move up. God, I've done this class. And you ever repeat a grade in school? I didn't. They passed me with an F. How many of you ever had to repeat a grade, though? A lot of times I said, what grade you in? Well, I'm in eighth grade. Well, how old are you? How old are you? Well, I don't remember how old they are in eighth grade, but he was well over that. I said, what do you mean you're in eighth grade? Oh, it's my third time. How many times are we like that spiritually? Come on now. Come on, I know it's down here to the nitty gritty, but be honest with me. How many times do we do that spiritually? We come in, and we get a new blessing from God. And we come in, and God shouts us. God moves for us. Situation looks great. We get up and testify. And the pastor's thinking, ain't that the same testimony you had last week? How are we going to graduate or not? Are we going to move up or not? I'm tired. I told them the other week, I come from a generation that went into every youth camp down and out. Well, we were on fire by the time we got out, but by the time we made it to the next one, it was the same story. I said it was the same story over and over again. I'm tired of the same grade over and over. I want to get a hold of something different. I want to graduate from this. I want to move up a little higher. What about some boldness to speak on the street? How about some boldness at work? Hey, you remember that? You remember that verse Paul quoted? He said, Brother Predick, I remember this so great when you were teaching in Bible school. Man walked in with a yardstick and slapped up. Come in mad. Slapped the table and scared me to death. But he began to teach on the law of God and how it was our schoolmaster that brought us unto Christ. I mean, no, that's true. We looked at the law and we said, I'm guilty. So they preached on it this morning, but admitting my guilt and where I am. And so we often look at that for salvation. And we look at it when we're trying to get saved and knowing that we got to get to Christ. And that's what Paul was talking about. But I have found out very quickly that even though I progressed, even though I'm at great two or three, I can look back when I think I have attained. I can look back at the law one more time and realize I got so much further to go. I got so much further to go to get to God. I got so much more I got to do. I got so much closer that I've got to get. I'm nowhere near where I need to be. Jesus set the bar pretty high. He said, be ye perfect as your Father is in which is in heaven. That's pretty high. Everybody says, oh, we're just human. We can't be perfect. I'm just a human man. Oh, you're human in this flesh, but not when the Holy Ghost gets done with you. Not when the Holy Ghost indwells you. You become the temple of an almighty perfect God, and he enables us to live a life above sin, above immorality, above corruption. He allows us to upgrade up another grade, up another class. He allows me to go in to my graduation ceremony and say, God, it's time for more. When was the last time you told God, I got to move up another level? You say, preacher, if it's level after level, is there ever an end? Oh, yeah, there's an end. It might be a long ways off. For some of us, it's closer than others. But I read over in the book of Revelation. Oh, come on now. You know where I'm going? Jesus looks at John and he says, come up. Come up hither. John got his final graduation. I know he lived a little longer after that. I know the story. But it's representation of the rapture of the church. And we're going home one day. There is a final grade. Hey, when I was in grade school, I couldn't wait to get to 12th grade. I couldn't wait to get there. I was getting out of there. I was getting out of that place and never going back. Anybody with me? I was getting out of there. Oh, but let me tell you something. I got to playing around in about 10th grade. I was in ACE, man. You could take your time in that thing. You're at your own pace. And so I took my time, you know. I played around and goofed off. And we come down to 12th grade. And they looked at me and they said, you only got a few months till you graduate. And you probably got 40, 50 paces left to do. You're a long ways off. And we ain't letting nobody walk this year unless it's complete. Woo! I had a lot of work cut out for me. You can ask my parents. I work day and night. I don't know how I can get out to work to school in the next morning. I was half asleep driving. And they allowed me to do some special things there. And I worked my way through it. But can I tell you, that's not the way it's going to be when Jesus comes back. Oh, come on. You remember the story, the parable Jesus told of the 10 virgins, the 10 wise and the 10 foolish. And they come. And they had their lamps waiting on the bridegroom. And five said, you got any oil? We're out. They said, oh, no. Said, well, let me hurry up and go back here real quick. What happened when they got back? He was gone. It ain't going to work the same way with this graduation. You're going to have to be ready. You're going to have the wicks trimmed and the lamp full of oil. You're going to have to be ready to graduate. Oh, but if we can get it right. Hey, on my graduation, the ceremony house was full. My parents were already in the seat, and I was still back here waiting on my last grade. Seriously, only me, right? But I was waiting on my last grade. I was so happy when she looked at me and told me I passed. I about did a jig right there. I about messed up the cake. But I went on out there and graduated. But it's not going to work that way when Jesus comes back. But I tell you what is going to work. He's coming for a church that's ready. That's made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. That's already done their homework. That's already graded the test. That's already passed the final judgment. We're going there and we're going with our robes made white. He's coming back for a glorious church. Church without spot or wrinkle. Hey, I want to be ready. How about you? You ready to get out of here? Come on, I know some of us are closer than others, but it could be tomorrow. It could be tonight. Oh, come on, I want to be ready when he comes back. Let's bring back to reality, though. We're still in the middle. Oh, that's the beginning and the end. We're still in the middle. We still have a few grades to go before we get there. God comes back tomorrow, I want to make sure I'm ready for class number 12. But I might have to go through all 12 first. How about it? I got some grades to go through. We can look at lots of men throughout the Bible. We can look at Samuel. We can look at Moses. We can look at lots of men that God called and started them on their journey. We can look at John as he called him at the end time and see that there is an ending class. Oh, but what about the book of Isaiah? Isaiah was the prophet of the Lord. And when the Lord called him up, he sanctified him. And he said, who will go for me? Whom shall go? Who's going to go? He's looking at his own prophet. I said, we're in the middle. Are we going to upgrade? Come on now. Oh, you've been saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. Are you happy just warming your pew? Or are you ready to upgrade? Come on. Who's going to go for me? Who's going to share the word? Who's going to do the work? You're still in the middle, and we got a work to do. We see Jesus here as he goes into the Garden of Gethsemane before his final hour, and he's going in. His heart's heavy. It's such agony he's went under to go before the cross. That's a whole other message in itself. But as he goes into the garden to pray, he takes his disciples with him, and he said, would you watch and tarry ye here? He took the three special ones even a little bit further. And he said, would you just pray for a little while? When he come back, they were sleeping. I don't want to be found sleeping when God calls me to the next level. I don't want to be found down and out when God says it's time to graduate, son. I don't want to be down and out when God says, son, I'm trying to bring you up another level. You see, a lot of us, we try to take shortcuts, don't we? Who likes shortcuts? I love them. I'm trying to get somewhere fast. Never works, though. Either get pulled over or bump in the road or something. But who likes shortcuts? We all looking for a way out, right? We're human. Can I tell you, there is no other way to do this but through the cross, but through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. In my text, Jesus said, no man's going to eat of this bread unless the Father draw him. No man's going to get this unless you've been drawn by God. This is the only way to do it. A lot of people just say, I'll just drop out. Who knows dropouts from school? You know, I'd raise your hand if you were a dropout. Usually for an example, you put it back down. But there's a lot of people that drop out. They just give up. You ever known some people like that? They just give up. And some people, if you got one, I'm not down on you at all. I'm just trying to use an example here and get my point across. But some people just go ahead and drop out of school. And later they come back and get their GED. Everybody, you know what I'm talking about? All right. See, today's world, the high school diploma and the GED is about the same thing now. Didn't used to be that way. Used to be not so good to have a GED. Now it's about the same. They'll accept you anywhere. All right, you can even get in the military now with a GED. They don't care. It's about the same thing now. And but a lot of people just drop out and they say, well, you know what? I got a shortcut here. I'm just going to get my GED and I'll be all right. I'll be just fine. And let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something, sister. I got my high school diploma by the skin of my teeth, but I don't have it spiritually. I have a GED spiritually because you know what? Can I bear my heart to you? There was a day that I decided to drop out. I decided to try to get a shortcut that out of my head. I'd have tried it to try to take a shortcut, and I thought I could do it on my own. I thought I'd get it. I was raised in a preacher's home. I knew what the game was, and I knew how to play it well, and I thought I would drop out. I thought I'd take a shortcut. I thought I'd get around this. I'll just take it. I'll just get the express lane and run on down through here. I thank God for the mercy of God that gave me my GED, so to speak. I thank God that He brought it back. But can I tell you, it ain't gotta be that way. It ain't gotta be that way. You can have your diploma straight up from the very beginning. Young people, you hear me? You ain't gotta go that way. You ain't gotta try that. It ain't worth it. And it's not gonna work in God's military. You're gonna have to have a diploma. Thank God for everyone in the house that's got the mercy of God. But it ain't gotta be that way. It ain't gotta be that way. I didn't come here tonight to give a message of doom. I didn't come here tonight to give a down and out warning. I come here tonight to tell somebody, God sent me a message for somebody. Dakota, put that on. Put that on. You see, Jesus was trying to tell these people, you have to graduate. It's no longer manna that falls from heaven. I am the bread of life. It's time to move up. The manna was good in the wilderness, but it's time to move up a level. Oh, come on here. Salvation and sanctification, the Holy Ghost, it's important and it's necessary, but it's time to move up. Can someone hear me tonight? I said it's time to move up. It's time to graduate. It's time to go to another level. It's time to get our robes made white. Come on up here, Dakota. I want somebody, I come to tell somebody tonight, it's time to step forward and let God graduate you up a level. It's time to move up one more time. Come on here. I said it's time to move up another level. God said someone is going to graduate tonight. God said somebody is moving up. This ain't something we just set and maintain. We're training warriors here. Can you look over here? I said we're training warriors. I'm training a warrior for God to go out into this world and do something for God. I ain't training bitch warmers. I ain't training. Come on here. I ain't training people just to fill the house. I'm trying to get a hold of some people to be a warrior for God and move up another level. Thank God for all He's doing in this place. You can take it off the curtain. I thank God for all He's doing. It's been great and it's been good. But told the kids so many times now, we're going through a couple of series, and I've told them so many times, it will do whatever it takes to take the next step. You see, a lot of us are afraid of the next step. Fear clouds our vision. Oh, the uncertainty of tomorrow, it gets a little scary. Hey, I've been there. Oh, God, I'm scared to death. What are you going to do next? And God says, it's my spirit that fills you and it picks you up and puts your foot on the next step. Come on here. Let's everybody stand to your feet. I'm coming to a close. I felt like God said, someone's going to time to move up. It's time for somebody to move up another level. One more time, it's time for somebody to move up another level. We're going into the main service, and I can't wait to see what God's got in store. He's done a lot last night, and I watched a lot of people in this meeting, in this church, take another step in this meeting. I've watched a lot of people, I can name names, but I won't embarrass them. I've watched them take another step in their direction. God is calling them. There's a lot of them in here. They got callings on their life and they don't even know it yet. But they're in the right direction. How about you tonight? How about you? You gonna take another step? You gonna reach one more time? You gonna take one more step toward God and toward your final graduation? Everybody bow your head and pray with me. Father, we thank you for your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Father, we ask that you move in this place tonight. Lord, would you help some people get up another level? Encourage us, Father. We're going to a final graduation. We're going to a day in heaven. Help us and stand us on the way. Strengthen us, Father. Lord, we pray. Everybody say amen. We're waiting to end the sermon. Other than that, we're going to take a short reprieve and come back for the regular service, all right?